Hello everyone, I'm Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. I hope you're all doing well today. Let me begin with the topic, Incognito Rule, Hypocrisy. As I have mentioned throughout my presentation, incognito power, the forces, they are the operatives behind the scenes, reigning control over politics, economy, press, communication media, entertainment, educational institutions, social issues, religion, environment, and much more. Incognito forces represent and epitomize hypocrisy. They are the irony, in my view. My opponents are essentially the opposition forces resisting peace, universal freedom, and harmony. They trade venom and expect honey in return. That's right, they trade venom and expect honey in return. Their violations of others' rights and privacy are regarded their prerogative and entitlement. They need to realize that imperial and colonial attitude disposition has no place in the present extending into future cosmic oriented time. The proxies and servile contingency are on board the sinking Titanic. Hence, death threats from them and their masters would have irreversible, I emphasize irreversible, impact on them. The immature posturing further exposes the prevalent insecurity and trepidation prompting saber rattling from them. When they engage in smear campaigns and personal attacks, they should also have the courage and integrity to receive appropriate response. Is this not a fair expectation from those whom they target with propaganda for defamation and denigration? When I respond to such unruly conduct by them, their reaction is to characterize my response as me being a reactionary. The wind does not blow in one direction. Incognito rule, desperation, cannot be feigned any longer. Notwithstanding the activities, namely pedophilia, philandering and promiscuity, experimenting lewd desires in Bohemian Grove. I'm sure Bohemian Grove rings a bell to those frequenting the location. Speak volume of the participants' real identity. Briefly, the opponents along with their proxies have no credibility to dictate me on propriety. Moving along, I would like to focus on two important issues that deserve attention. The United States Supreme Court ruling on two matters, Obamacare and same-sex marriage. Obamacare, the healthcare legislation that was meant to be healthcare reform to correct the inherently flawed system, was fortified with more opportunity for the health insurance and healthcare industry to exert control and exploit the imposition of mandatory health insurance subscription that became effective in January 2014 in the absence of stipulations to meet their end of the bargain. The health insurance and healthcare industry position solidified while leaving 37 million 37 million new subscribers brought into healthcare ambit as a result of compulsory health insurance purchase to deal with healthcare industry policy. There are many in the United States who cannot afford, due to Affordable Care Act or Obamacare providing dominant status to health insurance and healthcare industry. The exchange of favors in the process leading to healthcare legislation and mutual monetary benefits amongst negotiators cannot be ignored. Furthermore, the quid pro quo between the administration and Supreme Court justices as the White House nominees is instrumental in upholding Obamacare for the second time. I reiterate my statement from the past that lifetime appointment to Supreme Court in the United States is detrimental to democracy and the tradition maintained to protect the respective political parties' interests, much to the Republic's despair and disadvantage. The cases are 2000 presidential election favoring then Republican candidate George W. Bush. Subsequently, Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, allowing corporations and special interests in the domestic and foreign shores to own state and national election, that is ownership, granting ownership on state and national election, depriving people representation. United States Supreme Court rejecting citizens' plea on war crimes committed during Iraq War and the lawsuit against former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and accomplices denied by the highest court on land. Now, Supreme Court decision on Obamacare is honoring the pact amongst the appointees and the administration. With respect to United States Supreme Court recognition of same-sex marriage, the issue is politically motivated rather than eliminating social prejudice and marginalization of demography and segments in society. Regardless, I consider this a huge victory in humanitarian context. The incognito rule and contingency spare none and nothing with inalienable trait of parasitic existence. The incognito rule obsession with citizens' life, comprising massive and invasive surveillance, and police brutality on the street is overt transition into a police state. Accordingly, religion, social issues, politics, economy, and environment are abused to masquerade declining status. Incognito rule and their representatives in the legislative, executive, and judiciary care less about the existing social inequality and crimes against citizens from different backgrounds based on race, religion, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. The shooting spree targeting African Americans in church and Main Street would not persist unabated, and likewise, detainees in Guantanamo Bay and secret prisons would not be held indefinitely without due process, that is, legal access to prove innocence. Again, the police brutality towards unarmed civilians, the African Americans in particular, would not be slighted with occasional ceremonial gestures to display concern, only confirming disingenuous act. The juveniles and adults held in the prison industrial complex in the United States would not become commodities for profitability in the prison trade. The taxpayers-funded police force unleashed to threaten and harm the unarmed citizens on racial bias. National Army used as the incognito power, personal army, to militarize the planet. The current trend is sponsoring terrorism and cannibalism in the quest for global conquest. This is a mere synopsis of incognito rule. I will be back with my thoughts on election used by incognito rule to prolong the unsustainable, degenerative, demonstrably destructive rule on the planet. I am Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Thank you for your interest and attention. Peace to all.